I'm Eric Carley with the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Dan Arce. He's Global OEM Technical Manager for Shell Lubricants. Dan, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you, Eric.
Also with you is Kevin Farrick, Senior Manager of API's Engine Oil Licensing and Certification System at the American Petroleum Institute. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Eric. Thanks for inviting us.
Let's talk about engine oils. Engine oils meeting the American Petroleum Institute's new diesel engine oil standards, API CK4 and API FA4. I've been in the marketplace, as many drivers know, since December 1st, 2016, and should now be widely available for trucks, businesses, and others operating diesel vehicles. The upgraded API CK4 and FA4 oil specifications address the needs of a variety of engine technologies and help diesel engine manufacturers meet more stringent emission requirements. So, Dan, let's start with you with the basics here. What are the differences between the two, the CK4 oils and the FA4 oils?
Yeah, Eric, the basic difference between API CK4 and API FA4 comes down to viscosity grade. The API CK4 is in all the traditional viscosity grades that we've had in the past, so 15W40, 10W30, 5W30s and such. But API FA4, which was designed for improvements in fuel economy and reduced CO2 emissions, is lower viscosity. It still may claim 10W30 on the bottle, but it's at the lower end of the 10W30 grade, so providing a fuel economy benefit over what you get with a CK4 product.
Kevin, explain, why were these new oil specs necessary?
Well, in case you aren't familiar, API has actually been setting engine oil standards since 1947, so we've been doing this a while. And there have been a long line of diesel categories. In the case of the CK4 and FA4, we started developing those several years ago to replace the previous category, CJ4. CJ4 had been around a while. Actually, it had been in the market and as the primary, as the what we would call the current oil standard for about 10 years, which for engine oil standards, that's a very long time. So CK4 was getting time. We needed something, a newer oil that was designed to protect the engines that are on the road today. So the industry started working on it. It took a little bit of time to get it done. We're finally grateful we were able to get it introduced into the marketplace, largely because, again, the engines on the road today need a little bit more protection, and CK4 is designed to provide that.
Dan, the conversation started, in fact, a few years ago about the testing and development of these new engine oils to meet these new specifications. So give us some perspective from Shell's perspective with Shell Lubricants of how you folks created the new Shell Rotella engine oils.
Okay, yeah, Eric, for us, this was a great opportunity. We looked at this as really not just – this was a journey. It was getting to that destination. We started with a clean slate and looked at what do engines need and what areas can we improve on. So back in 2011, when this was actually requested as a new category, we began our work. We knew that the engine manufacturers wanted improvements in oxidation stability, the ability to handle higher temperatures, as well as improvements in shear stability of the oils and aeration control. So we looked at that as our opportunity to start from the ground up and build the next Rotella. And we began doing that. In fact, we started with our formulations and got them in the field in around 2012 and started doing our field trials with our prototype formulations. So to date, we've accumulated more than 50 million miles of field trials on our next generation Rotellas. And this, I have to say, is the best Rotella ever.
Wow. How has this been for the end users? What have you heard from the end users? Any challenges from them?
Now, everything I've heard from our end users is they're very excited about it because, you know, along with having these improvements in several areas like oxidation control and such, it does allow, depending on the engine that you're using and the year and the duty cycle, it does allow some of our customers to be able to optimize their drain interval, go for a longer drain interval than they have in the past because of the more robustness of these new products.
Kevin, how widely available are the new engine oils? Can drivers get them at an oil change? Can they get them by the gallon?
Well, certainly they can get them by the gallon, and I imagine that by now they're showing up in places that install oil from bulk tanks. In fact, I can tell you as part of API's program, so API sets the standards for engine oils, and then we also license oils that meet our standard. So currently, as of yesterday, 416 brands of CK4 oil have been licensed, quite a few less on the FA4 side, but last number I saw was just over 60 brands have been licensed. And I can tell you, as part of our program, not only do we license the oils, but we test them in the market. And we've already been getting some CK4 oils. In fact, I can already assure Dan that a Shell product has already been picked up and will be subject to testing.
Right.
So, yes, they're definitely out there.
And so when purchasing in bottles off of the shelf, Kevin, what do the drivers need to look for? How do they differentiate between the CK4 and the FA4?
Well, CK4 should be pretty much routine. We always tell people to remember to turn the bottles around because that's where the API mark generally is, not always. And then look in the donut to make sure that it meets, that it says CK4. It's the same API donut that they're probably used to seeing. If they're driving a vehicle that's where FA4 is recommended, and some of those engines are appearing on the road, then they want to be a little more careful. And in fact, to make it easier on them, the FA4 donut is a little different. It's actually designed slightly differently. It has a color component to it, and there's actually a difference at the upper part of the donut, just to make sure that if a driver is supposed to be using FA4, they can find it. But on the other side of it, if they're supposed to be using CK4, the donut will kind of alert them to know that this isn't maybe the right oil for them.
Right. And to let drivers know, if they didn't make the Mid-America Trucking Show this year, API is very involved in shows like this. You folks have a booth, in fact, that where you're essentially providing this information to drivers at truck shows, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're actually here at Mid-America Trucking Show. Largely to make sure that we get the word out that there is a new oil standard, and then to make sure that they know that FA4 is another standard. It's a little different, and if it's the one that their engines are designed to use, then that's the one they should use, and we're trying to make sure that they can distinguish one from the other.
Yeah. And Dan, if they want to learn more about the new Shell products, where do they go?
Yeah, the best place to go for that, well, at the show here, come see us at the booth. We'd love to talk to you and tell you about the advancements we've made in Rotella.
Right.
But if you aren't able to make it to the show or you want to go do some further research, Rotella.com is a great place to go look. In fact, a lot of the stuff that we've talked about here, what Kevin talked about and the development of the new standard and stuff, we've put a white paper out there that you can download that tells you everything that we have done in the development of the category and the development of Shell Rotella products.
Dan Arce with Shell and Kevin Farrick with the American Petroleum Institute. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.